life on the road. It's booze, tacos, angry dwarves, strippers waving guns,
and
bees, fights, candle flights, running with the runs,
and
blacklists, bounce checks, great a bachelorette. Drunks in the front, making out through your set.
And
middle acts doing blow more, missing merch.
And
drive the rental car past another mega church.
And
juice, keys, vagina, fist, your cell phone is gone. One big Law and Order marathon.
I've only been doing it a decade, Cynthia. You don't need to know the title of it, since it's the second time you've been on. Get on the mic.
Oh.
Do you know how to do this? Do you know what a microphone is?
Hello.
Hi.
Are we on already?
Yeah, I just
started. Why don't you just get started?
I'm starting right now. We're in a hurry.
Oh.
Just don't tell her.
Why don't you tell everybody that we're in a hurry?
We are.
I mean, meaning me. Why don't you tell me we were in a hurry?
We're in a good... Susanna, can you talk for a second?
Hi.
A little more than that?
Hi. Hello. And howdy.
Okay, that looks good. Thanks for tuning in the Road Stories podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Marie Valeriano, part of the All Things Comedy Network. I have an exciting announcement I'm going to announce right now, as opposed to waiting for the end of the show. And I usually announce announcements, but I just got the okay.
Wow.
We will be doing an All Things Comedy stand-up show, Christmas show slash toy drive.
Terrific.
Nice. At the Ice House.
Nice.
In lovely Pasadena, California.
When is it?
December 14th, Friday night.
Great.
$5 and an unopened toy will get you in the show.
How great.
If not, it's $25.
So All Things Comedy. I didn't realize you were part of All Things Comedy.
No,
those guys are so huge.
You didn't even realize the name of the show.
Murray, I'm a busy woman. but that's so great, man.
All right. So far confirmed for that show is me and Michael Rapaport.
Okay. Nice. I used to date Michael Rapaport.
I didn't know he did stand-up.
He used to do stand-up. That's how I met him, at the Improv.
Oh, get out of here, really?
When I was a new face, and he was hanging out there, talking like this.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and I used to date him. That's really
all right. Well, apparently he's
not
back.
Not in public. We did it privately, if you know what I'm saying.
Not
hello.
Following.
Great. Does that show, what's that show right now? Atypical?
Eight is Enough?
He's on Eight is
Something
Enough.
Like
I think he's on Eight.
Right? No, what's the name of the show?
I'm kidding, you guys.
It's called...
Mary Ellen. What,
you were closer to it than I was.
It's called Atypical.
Is it called Atypical?
Eight is Enough is not typical. Atypical is a great show.
But the number eight is in that name.
No, not eight.
I know, but still, if you put those two together...
Eight is Enough was great. You guys remember
I loved it.
No, I never watched it.
Night
Gym. That's...
Yeah, that's Eight is... No, that's the Waltons.
That's the Waltons, man. Yeah. Oh, you're getting...
I have no idea. I mean, I was like...
Eight is Enough was a great show. Sorry.
I just hated myself.
Yeah. Eight is Enough was on Wednesday nights, and I had to go to prayer meeting.
Oh, you remembered that.
Oh, I had to go to prayer meeting. So
that's
I couldn't,
also,
so I couldn't
how
watch
can you
it.
Not remember that?
Yeah, that was
yipes.
That was the, one of the Van Pattons. And then Willie...
That's right.
What was his name?
Dick
Willie?
Van Patten, the dad.
Was it Dick?
Yeah,
that was Willie Ames.
I had a crush on Willie Ames.
Willie Ames. But then he remarried
me too.
Abby. What was her name? The wife was Abby... No, wait, shit. Yeah,
I don't know.
Enough.
I don't know.
Anyway, eight was enough.
I ended up dating a guy that looked like Willie Ames.
Stories with
I know.
Levin today.
No, but I ended up dating. All I did was play basketball with him. That was our dating. But you know, and he ended up.
That was a date.
It was. I loved him though. He was like. So he looked just because he looked like Willie Ames, and then. What more recently his brother ended up going to prison and then he started to reach out to me from prison and then afterwards. So I've had the whole family so far. At least audibly. I don't know.
Were you dating the warden or the prisoner?
And the prisoner, always. Always an inmate.
I got my Willie Ames fix later on in life.
Did you?
On Charles in Charge.
Were you on it?
No, I just, so it's where I watched it.
Okay.
I was nine. How would I be on Charles in Charge?
I don't know. Some people have weird lives.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, like people who think pickup basketball games are dates.
Oh, it was. That was about as close as I was going to get. The flirting on the court. That's.
But you guys, at least people know, like at least we all know with each other who Willie Ames and like Eight is Enough. Do you know what it's like when you talk to someone? I'm sure you guys go through this because I mean, even though, you know, we're very young and fresh. Mm-hmm. When people are like, hey, do you guys remember like Brooke Shields or like, you know, what was that? Not the Blue Lagoon. Do you
yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I thought Willie Ames was in the Blue Lagoon, but he's not. That was
no,
Christopher
some
others, Atkins, another curly hair.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, but
really
he did other
hot
stuff
kid.
Too, right?
Right.
He super hot.
Christopher Atkins.
Dude.
Same era. Yeah.
Was he the greatest American hero? No.
I don't feel like
no.
I ever saw him again. I mean,
yeah,
I remember
not.
Him thinking baby blue. Baby Blues, and then never saw him again.
You know who the greatest American hero was? He was also in Big Wednesday, the most famous surf movie of all time.
Oh,
him,
really?
Jan Michael Vincent, and I forget who the third one was.
Oh
fucking crazy guy. Motorcycle accident.
Oh no!
What's his name?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either.
I'm blanking on his name.
Which one?
Is this still on?
Yeah, I know.
Hello.
We'll get back to your dating stories in a second.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm sorry. Monday Night Football.
Hello. Oh yeah, we could talk about that.
Hey, guess who my guests are today, everybody on the podcast listening side of this. Two of my favorite people in the whole wide world are here: Cynthia Levin.
Hey.
And Susanna.
Hi.
Spees. Susanna Spees. Now you might ask yourself, how do you spell Spees? Is it S-P-E-E-Z? No, it's not. Is it S-P-I-E-S? Yes, it is. Have I been pronouncing it Spies for 20 years?
Oh my God.
Certainly until last Saturday.
It's all right. It's actually Jones. Spees is my middle name.
Wow.
Oh no, no one gets my name. That's the whole deal.
Really?
So just call me Pam Jones. It works.
Why don't you just put an E in there instead of an I?
I remember when I first moved to LA, they were like, why don't you go by Suzanne Spies? I'm like, well,
Suzanne Spies.
Right, right.
Your name is fine.
Yeah, Spies. I mean, it's the German, you know.
Okay.
But there's no H on the end of my name. Like, they wanted to make it as complicated as possible. So you just, it all just, Susie Sphinx.
Did you ever see that movie, Spies Like Us?
I do. Spies Like Us.
Boy, that really screwed you up.
Great.
Yeah, Murray.
I've known you forever, and then did that class?
I think
and
so.
Somebody said Miss Spies or something. I'm like, who's that?
Everybody does.
Who walked in?
But at this point, I'm
but
just
it makes
like, just
sense because if you look at it, I just always knew you by your name, and then I saw how it was spelled, and so I didn't have any confusion. But if they only just see it written, of course, that would be Spies.
And how have I not heard an introduction to you coming on stage in 20 years?
Well, I don't know.
That is maybe, so weird.
I don't know, but you guys are lucky you don't know my middle names, because that's a whole other ballgame.
Oh. No,
here's the deal. No, you don't.
I mean,
but it's really complicated.
Is it Spanish?
Is it German?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And stay tuned, listeners.
All right.
No, it's all good, but you guys are lucky that you've names that people can't
is
fuck
it
up.
Is it Wavo Schnitzel?
Sorry.
Last name.
Wavo Schnitzel. I just figured it out. Wavo Schnitzel.
Oh, it's Wavo Schnitzel.
Wavo Schnitzel. Susanna Wavo Schnitzel. Wavo Rancho. Okay.
Actually, it's spelled Wavo Schnitzel. It's pronounced Spees.
Exactly.
Stupid.
No, but my middle, well, the initials are SOPS. S-O-P-S.
Oh.
That's all I'm giving you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm. Well, you'll know. Listen, it's not that exciting. It's the pronunciation.
Just
that
say it,
hard.
Then, for God's
hold
sakes.
On. No, we still got another 55 minutes. Let's continue.
And scene.
Murray's worried we're not going to be able to kill the time. I love it. Let's just keep focusing on her name, please.
Cindy, what's your middle name?
Elizabeth. I just said it. I don't have a problem
with
it.
How do you pronounce it?
Elizabeth.
Murray?
Murray is my middle name.
Murray, what's your
no.
first name?
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
Yeah,
what's your
yeah.
first one?
Robert.
So you just weren't like, nah, I'm not
no,
doing
my
that.
Parents. we'll get to road stories in a minute. My parents, first of all, it's a very Southern thing to name your, to call your kid by the middle name.
Okay.
So,
wait, where are you from?
I was born in Memphis, but I grew up in New Jersey.
Okay. Okay.
So my mom was convinced I was going to be a girl. No sonogram, no nothing. Like she just committed.
Well,
she had two boys.
I can understand that.
She had two boys.
Oops.
We're going to have a girl. We're going to name her Natalie. Bought,
what a great name.
Bought clothes, painted the room pink, the whole nine yards. I pop out, I'm a dude.
Wow.
And they got no name.
How come they thought you were a girl? Why were they so sure?
I don't know. My mom's weird. I don't know.
Oh, that's so interesting. She was just convinced.
You know, women's.
Yeah. You know how women's are.
Yeah, women's. You know, they have that thing like, and they're, oh, I can feel it. It's a girl or it's a boy. And she was off. And so
she was
so she had no they had no name. So there was the doctor or a book.
She was a man,
it was like Robert Murray or something.
Right.
So they named me that. And then I dressed in women's clothes for first two
did
years.
Did you? Yeah. Did you?
Oh yeah. Tights and things in my hair. She really wanted a girl.
Do you think it had an effect on you?
I don't think so. Although
anyway, wait. Back to her middle name.
Do you pronounce your name Murray or Marie?
Well, it's Murray. It's very.
It's interesting that people in the South they often call the middle name as the first name.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It's happened before. There's a lot of like letters, dots, names.
So no accent with you. Like,
well, I figure since I was born in Tennessee and I lived in the Midwest and then lived on the East Coast and
where'd
lived
you
on
live
the West
in the Midwest?
Coast. Indiana.
Oh, what part?
A little town called Argus, Indiana, which is near like Fort Wayne or Plymouth or something
okay,
like that.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I'm from Chicago, so.
Yeah, I know.
But I dated a guy from Evansville, Indiana. Anywhere near there?
Oh, I was thinking Evanston. No, I don't think
did
so.
Did he play basketball too?
Nope.
Go to prison?
Nope. Nope.
Was it a date or was he on the other softball team?
No, we really dated. And this is in New York. He lived in Staten Island. But he's from Evansville, Indiana, and he was the nicest guy ever. Just the nicest guy. But he was so young. I mean, he was like 11, mm-hmm. and I was 40-something.
Right.
So it was so inappropriate. But no, but I had to break up with him, I remember, and he was just like, and you know, it was funny because, you know, because he was just like doing dumb stuff, like getting really drunk and then banging his head on cab doors and, you know what I mean, just like crazy. And every time he'd tell me another story, I'd get nervous. You know, I'd be like, what am I doing with you? Do you know what I mean? Because like, you know what I mean? It makes you question. If they would just be quiet and young, it's perfect.
Right.
But so sweet. But anyway, that's all. So, yeah, and he went back home to Evansville and took care of his mom and his sister. And he was just like, sweet. He was like an angel. He
Not
was
bad
like
for a drunk.
Wonderful person. Yeah. Now he's married with a kid and I'm still dry and empty. Right, Susanna?
I don't know how dry or empty you are. I can't really help you with that. But you said my name very nicely, Cindy, I must say.
It's turned into a weird show already.
Hello.
4 minutes into it.
Hello.
But who's counting? A long time. Very long time. I want to talk about your class you do at that art center we went to the other day. That was fantastic.
Well, it was so fun having you. We were so, so honored to have you. So there's, that's called the Eamon Cannon Comedy Project, ECCP for short. It is a nonprofit program that has been around since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually was named in dedication to a student who was an incredible comedian who passed away when he was only 20. Was very close to me and his family.
What was his name?
Eamon Cannon.
I don't think I knew him.
Yeah. So he came from the program that the sister program to it is a for-profit entity. It's like a little comedy school called Comedy Playground.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been a program we've had for a really long time with shows that go up at the Improv. And then ECCP is a nonprofit subsidiary that we work with kids in the inner city and go to schools and centers and organizations. And the one you came to was called Inner City Arts, which is on Skid Row in L.A. And we've been there for almost 12 years, 11 and a half years.
Hey, fair enough. Cynthia was there also.
I didn't realize you were there that long.
Yeah. Both of you guys came to Ask a Comic Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have different comedians come in. I've had a slew of some incredible comedians come and support. Maria Bamford came with her husband, Scott. And then we've had Yasser Lester and Michael Merton and a nice, really great community of comedians that have come out to support because these kids, you know, they're just finding their voice.
Right.
Comedy is a really great, I wish we had it as a team.
You know? Sure, yeah.
Great outlet. So, so we're there. We do 8-week programs, 8 to 10 weeks, and then they do a show. There's a show at Inner City Arts for anybody that would like to come.
Oh.
It's going to be at the Rosenthal Theater there at Inner City Arts. You can check
Rosenthal
out.
Theater because it was donated by who?
Monica Rosenthal and her husband Phil Rosenthal. They are they work a lot with Inner City Arts, and they created a beautiful theater there.
It's really nice. I took a tour
just a few years ago, right? Because I feel like that was being new. The theater was new when I came back from.
I don't know the exact year. It's been there over a decade, probably.
So maybe when I came back
years,
from New York,
it's a really beautiful space. Like I walk in, I'm like, holy moly! I mean, that's the thing is that the center itself, aside from just ECCP, which is they're a partner for the program being run, there's unbelievable programs there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
animation.
That animation studio was amazing.
Oh, it's incredible!
Holy cow!
So yeah, it's really cool. And if anybody is listening that wants to be involved and be a volunteer or a mentor to ECCP, we are always open and willing. And I'm looking for an audience. Isn't that weird? I'm like, how are you? Did I get the light? But anyway, yeah. So anybody's welcome to come on in and you can reach me through, you know, I'll give you all the plugs later.
All right. I don't want to say I was better than Cynthia or not, but the next day I went to your other show where the kids did their graduation show.
Oh, you went
show.
To it. How wonderful, Murray.
Yes.
Yeah, it was so nice. So Murray came to Comedy Playground, which is it's the same curriculum. It's just one is set up in a different way.
Right.
And Comedy Playground, we actually have the studio in Hollywood and we run those programs on an 8-week basis. And then the show is at the Improv and we've been doing that since like, I don't know, 2003. And you came to the show and it was really cute because Delilah, you guys remember from the ECCP class, she was like, oh my God, Murray's here.
I love it.
Really pretty cute.
That
she
was sweet.
All nervous.
They were nice. Amazing, by the way.
They're so special. I want to get bits from them.
Right. I like to watch the different personalities of the kids because you can see
they're so specific.
Yeah, you know, like one was really nervous. Then you had like a kid who was an actor who was just like shiny and polished.
Uh-huh.
And like, all snappy and everything. And then the little girl. Yeah, it was great. It was cool. Normally, I don't like kids in that situation, but I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty amazing.
It's a really different vibe between the two different programs. And that's what I love, because when you see the kids, sometimes because we provide scholarship opportunities for the kids from ECCP to be involved in either, you know, whatever program they want, they have to apply for it. But then when, you know, like Marcel came in and he worked with Comedy Playground Kids, he came from ECCP, and the same as Delilah. And what's so nice is like when you see, you know, such different walks of life and they all come together and they're all high-fiving and, you know, they come from like seriously very, very challenging situations. And then others are like, good night, Maria, do you have my notebook? And, you know, like, some kids are really privileged and I say that with love. And then other kids are like, shit, how many buses do I have to get here?
Right.
And they still make it happen because they're so devoted. But then you see them getting along and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They become great friends because they all love laughing together.
Amazing. Yeah.
That's cool. I taught improv to kids for a while.
Did you?
Yeah.
And how was that?
I'm not good with kids. It's a good thing I have one.
How are you with him?
He's cool.
He's cool.
Yeah,
what would
me.
He say?
He'd say the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, that's good.
Well, he's still six. He's going to hate me in like 5 years.
Well,
so.
He already whispered it to me, so.
Well, you shouldn't have chased him down and scared him like you did. She's doing characters for my kid. My kid's like, what the? Just
he liked
hand
it.
Me a Lego.
Like, just four more.
No, he was so funny. He was so cute.
Yeah, he's adorable.
I got him to focus for a couple of seconds after you left, and then
he gets very shy around
but he was
the
happy.
Ladies.
But he was happy.
He ran away from Susanna and hid.
I found him, though,
at
behind
least
the door.
I kept him in the located in the room, like in a local. I kept him.
You got to put the handcuffs like back in your purse because that was a little. But wait, does he also like performing? Did he get the performing bug from you, do you think?
Yes, as a matter of fact. He, this is, I don't know if I told it the other night at dinner. We're just talking, me and Mary, my wife, and my son Frank, we're talking, and Frank goes, when I grow up, I want to be a comedian. And Mary goes, no!
That's hilarious.
Dead serious.
Yes.
Dead serious.
Wow.
And she's like, she doesn't want to. I'm like, they do a kid's show at the improv. She's like, no. So
yeah, otherwise I'd say come on in the comedy. That's
really funny. Because I'm, you know, I wrote a show and I'm working on it called, you know, Unprepared for Life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene in it which happened was I was asking my parents, I said, you know, I wanted to go to Northwestern for a theater department, to go to the theater department.
Cynthia's from Chicago.
Yes. And so
say the city again?
Yeah, so I'm from Chicago. But anyway, I wanted to go away. I wanted to go to Northwestern because I wanted to go to the theater department there. And there we were sitting in the dining room, and my mother had never spoken to me before, you know, and I was about 19 at this point already. So she'd been like really silent and, you know, most of my life. And then all of a sudden, so then I go, yeah, you know, like real casual. Yeah, you know, I just want to go to, I'd like to go, I want to go to Northwestern, you know, and go to the theater department. She goes, oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not. You're going away. You're going away. And I was just like, holy shit. You know, and like, of course, the animation is me being blown into the shed. My half of the house is in the shed. And the other two of them are just sitting there steaming, you know, looking. And then music, you know, Locomotive Breath from Jethro Tull will start playing. But anyway.
It's very specific.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's just, Locomotive Breath. My mother's mouth was like, so, but yeah, that's what that reminds me of. It's like you're quiet, and then all of a sudden you go, wait, ha, 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 you're mine.
My wife's Greek. She's got like this volume and then scream.
Then scream.
That's it. It's
well, then that's my mother's fault. I guess she's German and Russian, so I guess that's what they do too. It has nothing to do with personality.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think we met, Susanna?
It was definitely, I think it was either at the improv or it may have been back in the day. Remember when Luna Park wasn't, when Rich Williams and Sam Brown, they used to produce, I think Sam produced it with
Well,
him.
Sam used to be on it, I remember.
Yeah,
but
I remember just back in the day, may have been then, or the improv, it was a show. Maybe
was it the Comedy Store? I think it was the Comedy Store. Weren't you running the Monday night?
Omi Coke. Sunday night, I was part of a group with Kira and Brian Keith Etheridge and Peter Sprite. For years, I was in that comedy revival. Adam Bernhardt. And that was on Sunday nights back in the day. And then maybe that's where we met.
That must be. Because I lived at the like two blocks from the Comedy Store. And so I would just pop in, walk up, and do a set on revival. And Adam would always throw me up. So he was very nice out there. That's where we met.
He still keeps that.
Suzanne.
He's so great with keeping that.
Is it still going?
Yeah, I'm doing it tonight.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, the show tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's twice a month now.
Oh, okay.
As of called, recently.
It's called Cadillac Sundays.
Well, it's called Cadillac Sundays, but I think we're changing it to Clown, or he's going to be changing it to Clown, just sort of just Clown, because, you know, he's got the Clown House downtown.
Right.
Which is where he teaches and also where he does, there's shows there.
I'm intrigued by your suit.
I bought this the other
day. And nobody can see it, but it's striped.
It's striped. I bought it the other day. I've been looking for a suit. I saw it. It was on sale. It actually doesn't even, they don't even go together, but.
Oh, they don't?
They go together. I know. They were sitting next to each other, but the woman's like, no, it doesn't go together. I go, well, I feel like it does.
Oh, well, now that you point it out, it doesn't. Yeah.
But otherwise, it's pretty similar. And I kind of like the fact that it's not perfect.
Sure.
You know? But yeah, so I got it and I ended up taking headshots in it. And I'm sure none of them will see the light of day.
Okay.
Because I've never looked good on a day people had a camera in front of my fucking face.
I know.
Excuse my language.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's what happens.
But you know, on a podcast, and you're looking hot.
Freaking hot for my podcast.
You're a podcast hot.
Hottie patati. I don't know about the dry thing she asked about earlier, by the way, but she's hot.
Yeah.
Okay, and see.
There you go.
Rated X.
Do you guys ever tour together?
No, I don't think so. I remember when you did that one show, that tour. It was the
Jewish Girls,
yes,
tour,
the one back east. And I was like, wow, I should hop on board that. Mm. Although, you know, I don't really know much about my religion. I just feel like it kind of follows me rather than I follow it. But anyway, no, I don't think so. I think we've only done shows
in town.
Okay.
You know the name of this show is Road Stories, right?
It's perfect.
Okay.
Why I'm here.
Hey, you asked us, Murray. You didn't like do
Susanna
any background
forced
checking.
Herself on me.
Oh, well, it was, is that what happened?
I was like, listen,
and then she asked me to do the podcast.
Yeah, it was great. I was like, I hitchhike. I do everything on the road. I've done whatever you need on the road. I've done the road. I've cleaned the road. But you know,
all right.
No, I thought it would be good to have you guys both on.
Well, thanks. I mean, I'm sorry we already made a mistake. Listen, what time is it? Is it time to leave yet?
Well, no, it's pretty
good
close.
Lord.
We're getting there. Let's talk more about your middle name.
But we can talk about the road. We both.
No, I'm kidding.
You know.
Oh, I'm kidding. Come on,
he's
that's
kidding.
What I do.
Look, I'm going to be thinking about this.
What time is it?
What happened to the Jewish ladies tour?
I think it fizzled out. I wasn't in it for the last. I mean, because I moved, so I mean. It was harder for me to do the gig with them. But I think, I mean, I don't really know when the last time she did her show was.
Who's she?
Suzanne Perlman.
Oh, I don't know her.
And she's the one who started Nice Jewish Girls Gone Bad. The reason I'm sort of hemming and hawing at the moment is because she's from Pittsburgh and she knew a man. Her family went to that temple.
Mm-hmm.
And... where the shooting was, and they knew a man very well who died, one of the men that passed, one of the younger men. So I just, all of a sudden, I'm beglumped. Anyway,
okay.
So
well,
you bring up her
sense.
Name, and that's what I'm associating with. So let's, but she's wonderful. And
Susanna.
She's doing fine.
Well, the question is it a Perlman, P-E-A-R-L?
Yes, it is.
Spelling? Okay, so no one's like
P-E-A-R-L. No, I don't even know. Yeah, like, I don't know. I can't remember.
Is it
I think it is.
Perlman spelled S-P-I-E-S?
Perlman with an I-E.
With an I-E-S.
Listen, I didn't...
I'm trying to change the subject. She keeps
just talk to each other. I'll be over here. You guys, let me know when you need me.
Where'd you get your start, Susanna?
Where'd I get my start?
Mm-hmm. In comedy.
My salt and pepper shakers when I was about 7. I had a really strict, listen, I'm no different from anybody else. We all are a little bit, you know, we got to create the funnies wherever, right?
So, sure.
I mean, I wasn't performing on stage for my salt and pepper shakers. I mean, unless
you performed for them or they were your microphone.
Where I got my start, where I started loving doing characters and stuff was when I was super young. Same as you guys, right?
Okay.
I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, Frank is, he's onto something because he's 6 years old and he's like, I want to be a comic. Although, you know, my parents were like, go for it. Just get out of the house.
Right.
Just kidding. I mean, I got my start. Actually, my first continuing gig with stand-up was after, I think Comedy Revival was probably my, I don't know if it was my start. I did a show. I took that class with Judy Carter, who was so
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I did too.
Many years ago. And that was my first official show at the Improv. And then I was like, oh man, I freaking love this. And so then I was hooked. And then I came to LA to be an actor. So I don't really know comedy.
Boo. Go on.
But I love doing characters. And people wouldn't cast me doing characters because, yeah, I don't know. I was not getting character-y types of roles.
Right.
So then when I did stand-up, all of my stuff is really based around character work. And then Cynthia got to direct me in a show I did where I played 30 characters called The Dryer.
Wow.
Which was really cool. Mm-hmm. So basically, I was like Sybil, sort of.
Amazing. She was amazing.
So yeah, I my main focus in the years of doing stand-up was really, I got so lucky to be involved with the community right away, such as yourselves,
mm-hmm.
from the Comedy Store with the Belly Room, and then from a really great supportive community at the Improv, and then like littler venues like, oh, Comedy Union was a really
Comedy Union.
That was fun.
I used to go down to Comedy.
There.
I used to live around the corner from Comedy
Union. It's still happening.
They're amazing. It was, remember when there was a time, I think, well, I remember painting that those walls with ends and
Don
Reed and David Arnold, and that was one of my, that's a very, very nostalgic place for me too. So
yeah.
I feel so lucky that we're all, we know each other through these years, and because there's a lot of new stuff. You
right.
know? And
Comedy Union was a predominantly black club.
It is, and it's actually more black now, I
guess. They call it urban in the business.
Yeah.
But Enns used to throw all of us up left and right. It was great.
So,
is he still running it?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's just so inside baseball, guys. I apologize.
When I got into town and I was like, oh, I want to do the room. And I think he's, you know, he friended me back.
Right.
And that was pretty much the end of it. So I need to go down there, though.
Yeah, he's receptive. He's always. I've gone to shows there recently and they're always, I still have good friends that
have
still
you?
Go up there. Yeah. And he's, I mean,
glad. I
Enns,
love that.
Enns is awesome.
I know. I love him.
I have a question. All right. So I've headlined like, you know, Leslie Wolf's, she teaches a class and then she
you
has.
You wanted to get another spot.
And I was hoping she could put me on next week. No. And
I'll
do you ever get when
line.
You do, or maybe it's different with kids since you teach kids, but do you ever get like shitty audience members in there? In your graduation classes?
I mean, shitty in what sense?
In bad audience members?
Like not responding?
Like
heckling?
Heckling or talking or...
Never a heckler, ever.
This lit something up in Cynthia.
No, did that happen when you were there?
Yeah, well, let's talk to her for a second.
All right,
no,
interesting.
No, I mean, people are really on board with, like, everybody's on favor. I always say, guys, you know, we're here to celebrate you. It's not like, I don't want them to feel inhibited or afraid
mm-hmm.
as much as, like, people are there to support their team.
Sure. I guess it's different with their
but
kids.
I have had like with adults because I work with companies and adults
uh-huh.
sometimes too. And yeah, I mean, I think the days of hecklers, at least, I don't know, from a performer perspective, you guys tell me what you think. I don't think there's as many hecklers anymore because people will get kicked out right away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about that.
So, I've had parents be not necessarily hecklers, but
uh-huh.
they've been very... they can be a little overwhelming, I
yeah.
think, in terms of what they're so nervous about mm-hmm. what their kids are going to do
mm-hmm.
that they, you know, it's scary and they're mm-hmm. vulnerable, but then they see it and it's like,
mm-hmm.
it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I closed out one of Leslie Wolf's shows
okay.
and through the whole show, there are two girls in the front row taking selfies and like
oh,
just like
God.
Hooting and hollering for their friend. And
right.
then we're just obnoxious and mm-hmm. texting through the whole rest of the show.
Right.
And the MC didn't know enough to shut them down or tell her anything. And so I got up there and I did 15 minutes and I just ripped them for 15 minutes because they wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
They wouldn't. They were just
yeah.
so obnoxious.
Yeah.
And we would have done that in a regular show anyway.
Were you getting laughs?
Oh, yeah. I fucking
well,
loved
then
it.
That's a win.
No, absolutely. It was great. I was so obnoxious too. This was back when Leslie Wolf had to, they had, when you do an outside produced show at the Improv, they have you cover the Improv
yeah.
because if anybody tapes it, they don't want, you know, open micers saying I worked at the Improv.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a blanket
yeah.
hanging
oh, a
over
blanket.
Like a blanket,
just like
or
a fuzzy
sheet. I guess she didn't
cream
have a banner
colored.
Or something or left it at home. So they put a thing over it.
Yeah. You got to put anything. I have to do the same. I love Leslie. She's one of my best friends in the world. She's,
I know she's great.
She's got a great class, but it's true. Like you got to cover up. I think things now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just ripped into these ladies and then I got some sort of applause break and I walked back to the thing and I ripped the sheet off.
Oh, I love it.
Said I fucking earned this. I earned this sign behind me.
Wow.
So obnoxious that night,
man. So obnoxious.
I would never do that. I could.
Wow.
Oh, it was pretty, really obnoxious.
Us and our egos. It doesn't take much, does it?
I know.
I remember there was a
cut to the next night I tanked.
There was a really bad heckler one year at the Comedy Store and he would not let it go. It was like back in the day where, you know, they wouldn't get you. I think now really, I think staff are pretty much on alert if
mm-hmm.
someone is heckling to
uh-huh.
the point where they're yelling at the
yeah.
the performer.
Sure.
And this guy was so hammered and I couldn't really see because the lights were blinding me, but he would not stop. And thank God in the moment I was like, Dad, come on.
Right.
Thank God. But then I was like, oh shit, he better leave. Now what do I do? I'm like, Grandpa, get Dad. Uncle Joe. I mean, anyway, yeah, I mean, good for you for calling it out and just making it work. Because I tell you, it's so annoying when you look, even when someone's crossed-armed, They don't think that we can see them, I don't think.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Could you fake your face? You know what I mean?
Fake your face. I don't know if you have an album coming out, but you should title it Fake Your Face.
Well, could you fake your face, please?
www.
What about, you ever do any of those like shitty one-nighters up north or anything?
That's a little personal.
All right. All right. We get personal on here.
Yeah, no, I've gone, I mean, again, I've not traveled extensively with stand-up, but I've definitely done like the Throckmorton up north.
Oh, that's the best club in the world. So that's the best club in the country.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then I've done shows back east in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Seth Herzog reaches out once in a while for a show he does at the Hyatt.
He's a warm-up, right?
He does a great show in New York. I've done his show called Sweet.
Uh-huh.
It's been around for years and years. So I don't necessarily know if that is considered a road comic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've earned those creds. Mm-hmm. But I've traveled to other cities and done stand-up. Mm-hmm. So I feel excited about that. I'd love to do more.
Did I pass? No, you didn't cuss. What'd you say? Did you pass? Did. This is not a test.
Oh, God.
There's no test. Is Seth does a audience warm-up, doesn't he?
He does. I can't remember. I think he used to.
Is it Fallon or?
Yes, Jimmy Fallon.
It's Fallon, yeah. Because I used to work on Fallon. I'd work out here and I'd listen to the live feed.
He's awesome.
And I would hear his voice come out over the live feed.
He's really great.
Yeah.
He's expecting twins. Congrats.
Oh, really? Look at that. Awesome.
Yes.
Is he from New York?
He is.
Yeah, because I thought I knew him in New York, but not, haven't seen him out here.
You'd recognize him. I think.
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He was a year younger. So let's say I'm 28. He's
27 then.
It'd be 27. Yeah.
I thought it was weird.
Birthday's tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
What are you going to do?
We didn't bring you shit.
29 years old.
We didn't bring you anything.
Unbelievable. Where does the time go by?
I texted you and I said, bring me a cake.
I should have.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. Our texts were so fucking confusing.
Sometimes I'm not that funny.
It was hard to put this together.
I screwed up. I should have got you something.
Somewhere I could have gotten you something. After this, it's okay.
All right.
So my birthday is tomorrow.
Okay.
Back to
me. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Honestly, birthday schmirthday, right? When we get older, we just have to be grateful that we're here.
Sure.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Especially.
However here you are, however horrible it is, at least you're here.
Right.
And, you know.
Now enjoy it.
We're looking at a dear friend who went through barf heart, all of that stuff.
Barf heart?
Mm-hmm.
What's barf heart?
Murray went through so much with his heart surgery.
Is it called barf heart?
Well, he used
barf
hashtag
heart.
Barf heart.
Barf heart.
Because it was his heart needed work.
And you called it barf heart?
Well, it's called a mitral valve regurgitation.
Okay.
So my friend called it barf heart.
Well, no,
and
of course
stuck.
We're grateful.
It kind
of
stuck.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, thanks.
Of course.
We were all.
Well, of course.
Worried.
Say of course again.
Of course.
All right.
We were all with you.
Yeah. For real.
I just didn't know it was called barf heart.
Why did I say that? Because you used to put
hashtag
barf heart.
No, because that's what it is. That's what I called it. Yes. And Susanna was very nice with texting me and all the positive stuff.
We were very worried.
Cynthia wasn't.
I mean,
but it was very nice that
I didn't know I was supposed to eat you out that night. I mean, I just thought, let's be friends. I'll say something nice and we'll move on.
It's her birthday. Let's celebrate.
Let's celebrate.
We didn't bring any cake to eat.
Well, if anyone you can't tomorrow. I mean, you're welcome to come. Excuse me, my throat. This is really weird. Frog in my throat. Have you guys ever been to that place, Masa? Which I was corrected. What's it like? Do you guys ever give correction in your spelling when it's one letter? I'm like, are you really going to write me back and be like, it's actually Masa, not Maza? I'm like, oh, are you kidding me?
Wait, are you talking about Mosa?
No, M-A-S-A, and it's a Chicago pizza place in Echo Park, and it's really good.
Yeah.
It's deep dish, and it tastes like Chicago pizza.
Chicago.
It doesn't matter whether you like it or not. Point is, it's good, and
I'm not going to have the New Jersey Chicago pizza discussion again.
No,
New York, New Jersey.
Listen.
Nobody ever talks about Jersey and pizza.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding? Jersey pizza is the best pizza.
Listen, Jersey.
Susanna knows it.
Jersey
absolutely.
Jersey pizza.
Well, it should be decent. It's
better
next
than New York pizza. I think
Chicago pizza is better than both of them. So
you're wrong.
But that's me.
It's not even a pizza. It's
Thanks
a fucking. It's a cake.
By the way, there's a place in Burbank, and this is for people. This is the only worthwhile sentence that's going to be the entire thing.
So everybody in Australia listening.
In Burbank.
In Burbank.
There's
I have a worldwide audience. You know that, right? Worldwide.
7-Eleven on Burbank Avenue has a pepperoni that is unbelievable.
There's a place called North End Pizza. It's in Burbank. There's two of them, and it's the best pizza I've had in Los Angeles or California or anywhere near anywhere.
Is it Chicago
style? Excellent. North End. It's Boston.
Boston doesn't have a pizza.
Guess what? It's freaking delicious. All I'm telling you is that. Okay?
Who has Boston style pizza?
It's probably because there's.
It's like every other style pizza.
I know,
it's like stupid thin pizza, but it's the best. It's about the cheese, it's about the crust, and it's about the sauce.
Right.
So why don't you go there and try it before you open your pie hole?
I will try it, but there is no Boston style pizza.
There is.
Remember when St. Louis tried to do it? They used to try to do a St. Louis style pizza.
Known for clam chowder.
Just look into it. Just look into it. I don't care what they're known for. I'm just telling you.
Pizza out here is pretty good. But they kind of like, you know, like, I'm like, guys, you're not that good. Like, all right.
No,
you just swallow like you guys want pizza now a little bit?
I'm actually hungry. I don't want to go into my story about Village Pizza, but they can suck it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not that. They're not.
I don't know anything about
that. It's like that store Lemonade, you know, $5,000 for one claw.
Right.
Forehead and
I finally had Chicago pizza when I was at the Chicago Improv.
Okay.
Not too long ago.
Okay.
Not impressed.
I don't know if you would call that Chicago pizza, because Chicago pizza, for me, there's stuffed. There's deep dish.
I was in Chicago. It's not just about pizza.
It's not just about this. You're in Chicago and you're eating pizza. They're not all the same. So what's quintessential to Chicago pizza is stuffed or deep dish, right?
Mm, yeah.
The thin pizza.
Can't fold it. Do you
have to eat it? No, yeah, of course. You have to eat it
it's
with a fork.
It's different.
You eat pizza with a fork in Jersey and get your ass
different.
Kicked. You get your fucking ass kicked.
I will always agree on the Jersey pizza.
Yes.
Good. I'm glad.
But, you know, we are going to Masa tomorrow with an S.
Okay.
And it's
moving
okay,
on.
But,
since this is such a, you know,
it's good. Listen.
Global show. Let's speak global.
What's the pizza like? And, you know, let's think, where would it be a little different?
How about in England?
What about it?
How is the pizza in England?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's very garlicky. It's sort of it's derived from the Italians.
Mm-hmm.
It's
most pizzas.
Yeah. So no, but I mean it's like oven.
Sure.
Oven, whatever you call it. And it's decent. I used to eat at this place almost once a week because I lived a block from it,
mm-hmm.
and it was decent. You know, it's just different.
Was
but
it Boston
was
style pizza over there
Not
in England?
All. Nope. There wasn't Chicago. There wasn't New York either. They don't care about
IE
or Jersey, for God's sakes. Nobody in my life has ever brought up Jersey pizza, by the way. And I'm 100 and nobody's ever. And all I do is talk about pizza, and nobody but you two Nimrods have ever brought up Jersey pizza.
Oh,
why? Are you serious? All right, listeners, you got to tweet at Cynthia and tell her that she's wrong.
Yeah, because here's the deal.
Moving on. Can we move on?
I'm trying to talk about British stand up. And you got to talk about their pizza.
I thought you were asking me about their pizza.
It was called a segue.
Oh, let's do it. What do you want
to
know?
You still wanted to fight about pizza, though, because look at the little Tabasco next to you.
It's adorable.
You put Tabasco on pizza?
No. I found this little Tabasco when I was in Washington, D.C. last week, and I loved it, so I took it from the hotel room.
Back to the...
Okay. Do you have a direct question for me, Murray?
You took it from the hotel room?
Oh, yeah. Well, it came with crap service.
Basically,
you're announcing that right now. It came with room service. So you can take it. And little ketchups, but I wasn't as impressed. A little Tabasco. It's the tiniest Tabasco I've ever seen.
No, it is cute.
It's adorable. Right.
Okay.
It's very cute.
I can barely see it without my glasses on. Right. It's so small.
All right. So you lived in England.
I did.
Traveled a lot in England?
I did a little traveling.
Yeah.
When I first got there, I did more traveling.
How's the stand-up scene there?
It's decent.
I'm trying to bring it around to the top topic of my show.
I know this is all, it's all going to end up with you anyway. All this is just, I'm just kidding. Is everything all right?
Don't
look at me that way. No, London comedy is decent. I think the thing that for me, I took away from it, I felt like I was very impressed with all I felt like there was a lot of great writers there.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed with the writing and how much they were very meticulous with their writing.
Yeah.
They're not as meticulous with their performing. I feel like they needed more performance, you know, like experience and needed to like make it more important, you know.
And how long are you there for?
4 years.
Four
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
What are you running from?
Oh, my God. I think I was running from is so obvious. I left Chicago. I was 18.
Because of their pizza? Me too.
No. No, it's funny. I love Chicago, but it's you know, people are there. There's certain people there. And I had an epiphany after going to Mexico with my family for 10 days in the shower I was about, God, I'm really grateful to see my family again. And it's so great to be back in Chicago. But and I heard a voice coming from nowhere, move to London. I was like, huh? And I was like, am I crazy? Because it didn't come from freaking me. And right, I never even thought about it.
Sure.
And the next thing you know, it's like all of a sudden, though, that feeling was already in my chest. I couldn't even go backwards if I wanted to.
Right.
So I emailed my friend Kate Roxborough, who lives in London and who had just moved back there from LA. She's English. And I said, Kate, I just had the craziest thing. I know. Am I crazy? Am I nuts? And she's like, this is what happened. She goes, you're not. You need to be here. You are supposed to be here. It was just the weirdest thing. And and it was like I was excited for the first time, if maybe ever.
Oh, that's good.
You know? I mean, truly. Mm-hmm. And I just I worked my ass off and I made it to go out there. Mm-hmm. And I got a sponsor and I
you
lived there.
A sponsor?
A comedy sponsor. That's the only way you can be there.
Wait,
the only way
what
you can live
on?
In London.
I don't understand what this. You
have to get sponsored.
Susanna, do you know anything about this?
No, because all I know is that the last time I tried to go to England to teach a workshop, mm-hmm. I was, they said, are you here on holiday or vacation? A little bit of both. And I said, oh, both. I did not know to lie.
Uh-huh.
I got arrested in an airport jail, literally, and deported the next day. So things are good. I don't know much about England other than I have not been able to enter the
Other than Susanna's
But you're allowed to go back now, 10 years.
Now, yeah, 10 years.
Wait, you're banned from England for 10 years?
Literally,
10
years. Like, she was like, let me remind you that if you're lying to me, I'm like, no, I'm not lying. That's the thing. I'm teaching a comedy workshop. She's like, are you getting paid? And I'm like, I absolutely am. I'm like, what an idiot. I thought I was like legit by saying
you were banned
paid.
From England for a decade
for
and
real.
We spent 20 minutes talking about your goddamn name. Why didn't you open with that story?
Well,
oh my God. Who are you? Oasis?
Well, you know, I like
banned
to say
from
the
a
best
country.
For last. And no, can you believe that?
That's
shit?
Amazing.
Someone was being deported to Nigeria. It was right when Obama was getting in office. And
sure.
I remember Obama was on this teeny little screen backstage in the fucking airport jail backstage.
Well, that's how you
and he was like, no, and he was rocking back and forth, and they literally, she was like, I had to go back like dead man walking, not shackles but cuffed.
Sure.
Cuffed. She had to fly back to Los Angeles
for teaching comedy, but it was because I didn't
it never has
I
been able really to go back not, and her brother lived there
do it so I should have said, you know, I'm visiting my brother who had lived there
right.
at the time. But instead, I was so honest. I was like, I am, and I'm getting paid, and I've done it before, and I've gotten paid.
Always
and I love
lie.
Your shirt. I mean,
always lie.
No, but I was like, wait. She goes, oh, really? Have a seat. And then,
lovely for you. Have a seat, bitch.
Just have a seat, please.
Oh. When did he know you were fucked?
Oh, I was totally. Well, the minute I saw her say, have a seat. I was like, this is weird. And my brother was texting me, and I was like,
have a seat, like 37E seat? No, like, right there. Like, or no. No,
right
down
away.
Right there.
Because they trick you.
Next to the Nigerian.
I mean, you guys know when you travel abroad, just next time they say, are you here on holiday or work a little bit of both, just say holiday. Instead, I was like, both. And I'm getting paid. And last year I did it too for 10 days. I mean,
they do try to fuck you, because I did, you know, when I was touring the Middle East last year, they'll just pull you out of line in other countries. Like, hey, what's going on, Mr. Valeriano? How are you?
A lot of questions.
Yeah,
lots
I'm good.
Of questions.
How are you doing?
They asked me a lot of questions every time I went back and forth.
Yeah.
They asked you a bunch of questions. Yeah.
They try to trip you up.
Even though I had already had my visa.
Right.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I had all my paperwork. It was all right there, and they're holding the paperwork, and they're reading, and it's all legit, and it was through the military, so it was extra legit, and they're like, so, you have any kids?
Yeah.
Hey, you like to play sports?
Yeah,
like,
they ask you questions, but the thing that's also weird is they stamp you. Like, I went back to the embassy when I came back to L.A. to try to see if I could go back, so I went to the British embassy here, and the guy at the security...
Are you here for work or holiday?
The security guy was like... You know, they were all, it was pretty formal. I was so twisted and turned because I was exhausted, right? Mm-hmm. So I go in and I'm like, I'm trying to figure out if there's a way for me to, you know, clear this up. And he goes, let me see your passport. Oh, boy, that was the moment. He's like, oh, man.
Uh-oh.
I was like, what? Because you don't know what they, and he goes, you got the black stamp. You're screwed. I was like, wait a second. What do you mean? What the fuck is black stamp? Because they don't tell you. It's not like a skull and crossbones, like
right.
This bitch is out. It just is it's like an internal code. Mm-hmm. So then I got too scared to travel outside of pretty much my driveway.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it can get rough
but
out
now
there.
But now I think it's cleared up.
Yeah. Is it 10 years now? Is it already?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you were banned from England for 10 years.
Well, this is exciting that this is on a worldwide show. I'm a comedy teacher for teens who's banned. Yes,
that's
well,
fantastic.
I was.
I would tell that at every dinner party I went to.
I mean, I have. I've written some stuff about it.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know.
Wow. Have you ever been banned from a country?
No. Back to Susanna.
Tell us about how
I'm
you're
done.
Banned from Norway.
I'm done.
No, you're lucky.
Have you
guys.
Been banned from Norway?
I've never. No, oh. I was saying, tell us about. I've never been banned from anything, I don't think. I was banned from the Comedy Store, but who hasn't been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really awkward because, like, you can't. you know, what do? You can't, there's nothing you can do.
You don't go to England.
Well, I didn't. No. I would like to, though. Now,
your brother moved back, so he doesn't even live there anymore, and now you're able to go, which is so crazy.
They let me out for like 2 hours to get to be, because, you know, he was trying to reach me while I was in there, and they let me out for like 2 hours, and then just to get deported the next day. So it was really
good. And the next day, too.
I enjoyed it. Yeah,
that's
good
that's
pizza
quick.
In the airport.
Good pizza in the airport. You know what they have in, was it Heathrow?
Yeah.
It was.
They have those little apartments you can rent now. They're just like bedrooms.
Oh.
Basically, you can rent them by the hour. So they're like little fuck motels.
But, no, I don't know. Are they cubicle things?
Yeah, the little cubicle things. Yeah, you can rent them and take a nap.
People were living in those in Edinburgh when I was doing Edinburgh. So
that's
you can.
Smart.
They're called something else, though. Pods or.
Pods. I think they're pods.
Might be something like that. But you can just, you can rent a little thing and
it's a bed.
People did it. People did it. I did not, but
that's smart to go. All right, you're gonna just rent a bed, which it's look like you're crawling into like a cadaver freezer, you know, or you can like rent a little apartment, a little hotel room, I guess, and really little, like maybe a quarter the size of this room.
Right, they're like squares, little squares. Yeah,
and I almost did, I had 8 hour layover at Heathrow, and I was gonna do it.
Yeah,
and then it was like $60 an hour or something. I'm like, you know what,
$60 an hour.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous.
Oh, it would be crazy.
So I just
nuts.
Pushed two things together and slept on that.
You're so clever, Murray.
The two things were two people. I pushed them together and just slept on them.
There was a couple people next to me. I pushed them all together. Listen, just relax. I'll do this.
I don't want to pay extra for heat. Come on. Wow. All right. How was Edinburgh?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. So many different ways to say that.
No, there is only... you don't pronounce the Berg. It's just Edinburgh. You just don't pronounce it at the end.
I was going to say there's so many different ways to say it that's wrong.
Oh, that's wrong. There are so many ways to say it.
Every time I get to Ed in, then I panic. I don't know. I'm like, how do I end this? How do I wrap it up?
Interesting. So say the way you're supposed to say it.
Edinburgh. So like Kate Roxburgh, my friend Kate Roxburgh, is spelled the same way. Roxburgh, Edinburgh. Yeah.
Sort of like La Cienega. Just kidding. Well. Not really. No, some people are like, La Cienega. I mean, don't be so literal. Like, Sepulveda.
Los Feliz.
Like, come on. Los
Feliz.
Yeah, you also sound like a tool. If you're a white guy, because I got my friends from Mexico, and I will, you know, say Beto O'Rourke. And
you'll
then
say what?
Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, yeah, Beto O'Rourke,
Beto. Or Beto. I'm like, what's better? Just let me say it like
pronounce
a white guy.
Pronounce it the right way.
Or I'm going to sound like a tool.
No, you won't.
You won't. I mean, you might listen.
I'm not going to say tamale or whatever. Tamale. I'm not going to do that.
Tamale.
Yeah.
Somebody used to do a bit about like how years ago at the Improv, like 30 years ago, somebody used to do that whole thing about like newscasters and they would go, you know.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know, you know, today in Los Angeles, my name is Ricardo. You know, like it's every other word was Spanish, and that always made me laugh because it was back, you know, it was new. It was new then.
Yeah, sure.
Clever.
He grew up in Chile. My dad,
Chile,
not Chile.
Chile,
just to make it complicated.
Chile,
Susana, not Susanna. Chile, not Chile.
Chile,
i.e.
pizza.
He would say, well, this is fantastic. Let's go to the restaurant on Sepulveda. I'm like, damn it. That's ridiculous. I'm like,
They got good surf in Chile.
Oh, they sure do.
Yes. They got those.
Did you see? I was like, they sure do.
Do you surf, Murray?
Yes.
Yeah,
very much
wondering.
So.
Yeah, because you talked about that movie, that surf movie. Mm-hmm. Wednesday? What's it
Big
called?
Wednesday.
Big Wednesday.
What's his name?
I just remember Aggie Orsi had a great movie about surfing. Do you know?
Who's Aggie Orsi?
A film director, a filmmaker, a producer, director. Anyway, I'm looking at the screen.
You want to look at my computer?
But a really wonderful movie was made by a person that I thought the name was remembered was Aggie.
What was the movie?
A surf movie. Can't remember, like Big Wave or Waves.
Yeah, I saw a surf movie that I
loved.
Was
it Blue Juice? Oh, I love Blue Juice.
Blue Juice is what Jersey... Did you ever hear that in Chicago? Like, yeah, man, I'm going to go to Blue Juice.
No.
Like, what the fuck is that, a Slurpee?
We don't talk about New Jersey, it turns out, at all, anywhere.
Chicago doesn't.
I've lived in Jersey twice, by the way.
Jersey and Chicago are so similar in the like the really shady politics, the
that
mob.
That part, absolutely.
There's a comedy club... that I believe is owned by somebody who might be connected, but I can't go into any of that in the Chicago area.
I think I've done it.
I think you have also. Yeah.
You're like, that's my uncle.
Too young. I'm like, I think I'm older than him.
What's the movie?
I cannot remember.
Is it new?
No. Oh, okay. It's been out for a while. If I look it up, I'll write it to you, and then you can announce it on your next show.
Okay, people are dying
really good. No, but truly it is like Big Wave, or it's like big... big. It's, you know.
Anyway,
it's very good.
It's okay. A wonderful surf film.
It was like a.
Oh, a documentary.
Well, it wasn't. I think it was a.
A reality show.
How are we doing? How's everybody doing?
It's
are we all having a good time? Should we start this podcast?
It's called Jaws. No, it's really good. But I'm telling you, I'll find it. It's really good. She was a really great filmmaker who made this movie about surfing. And I think it was either a donkey type of movie or...
A donkey?
All we have to do is Google her name. It'll come up. Let's
for me as possible because now...
Let's move on. We have 3 minutes to talk about a possible road story.
I know.
There's no road story. Nothing.
I've tried everything. I've pulled every trick I could out of my... Out of my decade long of doing this to get a story out of you. I've tried every trick.
Do you want me to come up, just make up tell you a road story? Is that what you want? I've told you it's my worst road stories, I think, before. But I'll just tell you one funny story.
Do
you want to hear a funny story?
There must have been something that has happened within the last 3 years
since
you've been on.
Tons. But no, well, in the last that have been bad, I don't know. I haven't had bad things happen to me like I used to. I used to have almost every time it was bad. But I think one of my favorite things was when I was in doing Torrington, Connecticut, and I was driving from Manhattan, and it was terrible weather. It was hailing out and stuff because it could never be a nice weather day when you've got to go drive 5 hours into the mountains, by the way. Oof. Place I'd never been before. I was doing an Elks Club, and which is, of course, again, something that they really want somebody like me at. And so I was like driving through the mountains, and it ended up taking 5 hours to get me there as opposed to the 3 hours that I was told. I went the wrong way.
Right.
And anyway, got there really late, and I ended up. Do you want to hear this, or is you busy?
Oh, I'm leaving.
He just wants to check his text and fucking charge his phone.
I tried. I'm sorry. This is the last Road Stories podcast, everybody. It was fun. It was fun while it lasted.
Anyway, point of this whole thing was that I got there super late. They were really angry and also really drunk. These like old Elks that ran the place, red faced and. Just, you know, big bellied. And I get there and I was supposed to middle, and the headliner had to go up ahead of me. and so I went up and I like walked I had to go to the bathroom. They're like, you can't go to the, they're chasing me in the parking lot. They met me in the parking lot, and it was all icy on the ground. It was like the worst everything. So they meet me and they like, come on, let's get inside, you know? And so, and I go, I have to go to the bathroom. You can't go to the bathroom. I go, I have got to go. I'm going to the bathroom. I was in my car 5 hours, scared to death in the dark, you know, and going through the mountains. I go to the bathroom. I come out and they're so angry. They're literally, the whole place was shaking its head. Do you know what I mean? Like there wasn't anybody not shaking their head. Right. And so I go up. And literally it's all white people. And I don't think I ever consider myself to be white, I guess, because I'm never comfortable with a bunch of white people.
What do you consider yourself?
I'm a Jew. I know it's weird. I'm just saying I also had a lot of darkness inside me, which makes me feel like I might be other colors. Do you know what I'm saying? Like there's this, I feel like I just didn't, there was only one beige man in the audience. I mean, because these were like WASPs. These were not just like white people.
What do you mean you had a lot of darkness in you?
I had a horrific childhood, Murray. Do you want to talk about that?
I was going to talk about the guys you were dating. X-rated. I know, seriously.
No.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, I was just a mess. Anyway.
It's nice to know that Susanna and I both have the same dirty mind.
That's hot.
It was way too perfect when you were like,
I've had a lot of dark in me.
I just have to interject one funny little thing around that story really quickly.
Go ahead. This is not going to get funnier, as it turns out.
No, it's around that.
I'm ready to shove this thing in my snatch right now. You want to get dirty? I'll go dirty with you.
She had a cup of coffee at a corporate meeting, and they're like, she's like, there's nothing like having a fresh, hot, warm something in you first thing in the morning. And they're like, oh, shit. Anyway, is this thing on? Are you guys with me?
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye. Back to the hot thing inside you, because
I just wanted to do one road story just to justify my fucking purpose here.
We're all behind interracial dating.
The rest
dating,
of it is
fine.
The rest of it is this. I go on stage. I don't feel like I belong. Let's just start there. They didn't like my face immediately.
Sure.
There was one beige man in the corner, and I said, how did you get in? That was pretty much it. And then there was – so I was doing my material, and all I could see was in the – and there's about 400 people in there. In the back corner, the farthest corner, there was a woman with like really like straight, but then curled under hair and a really long neck. And this is what she was doing to me. She was looking at me and she's shaking her head like this, like really big.
Shaking it no.
And her skinny freaking neck. And then she puts her, gives me the thumbs down, and she goes.
And she then kept going
over and over and over again. And she goes, oh God, what was, now I'm throwing myself up. She goes, you're terrible. You're terrible. And I burst out laughing because, again, I'm looking at her fucking skinny head and I'm going, this is the best time of my life. Like, because the more people hate me, the funnier they look. Do you know what I mean? Because sure. It's really, there's a really funny image. Anyway, I burst out laughing and then I go, look at you. I go, you can't. And I go, and then, of course, and the, but everybody was still like, I think they were all on her side.
Right.
But what ended up happening was, it was so funny. I was laughing and blah, blah. I walk off stage. They shove that drunker guy from the Elks Club, shoves me my money in my hand in an envelope, like shoves it like it was like a gun he wanted right. to fucking pop me with, right? It was like that, not gentle. God. Shoves it. And I just keep walking. And I fucking walk straight out the door. I'm trying to walk out the door, except for guess who's in front of me? That old bitch. Walking with some other old woman who's got a walker. And she's going, she was terrible! Terrible! And I had to follow that. And then out onto the ice, across the road, into the park. And I was like, this is amazing. Right. You know what I mean? Talk about, because stand-up can be so lonely.
Oh, sure.
There's like nobody there going, you're hilarious, we love you. They're all going, prove it to us, bitch.
Right. Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
Right.
And it's sort of like that, especially if you're a woman. To be fair, if you're a woman, the first thing they're going to do is not like you.
Yeah.
Sure.
And literally, that's what I dealt with, especially on the East Coast. You know, not so much in the UK, you know, in some places. And some of these like really like, blokey places. Mm. I can't even think of the term that they'd use, but yeah, those places could be very rough.
Right.
But anyway, for the most part,
I've had the same thing, but yeah. I've also had it the other way, and I'm still uncomfortable.
How do you mean?
Like I've walked out behind.
And they
a
loved
couple.
You just for being a guy.
I know what it's like to be a woman. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I've had the where they're like, oh, that guy was really funny, and
the girl was terrible.
No, it's not about girls.
Oh, sorry. I'll be quiet. Go ahead.
It's about me, Cynthia. Damn it.
I'm gonna be quiet. I told you.
Well, I'm just as uncomfortable is what I'm saying.
But tell
like
me
I've
why.
Been I've been behind somebody
saying.
Where they're yeah. like. I remember one time when I just started and I was opening and I opened at the Irvine Improv and I thought I did really well.
Uh-huh.
And I was walking that long walk across the parking mm-hmm. lot and this car just drives by really slow and this dude looks out the window and goes, you ain't so funny.
Oh. Oh, man.
I went from feeling really good about
yeah,
myself to
yeah.
feeling like shit
yeah, just
for like a week.
Wow.
Just like
isn't that
idling.
Awful?
Wasn't even going
yeah,
fast.
The worst is when you're told like when it's not even bad or good. It's uh-huh. just, yeah, I saw your show.
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, you know. I'm like, yeah. I don't know.
Looked like totally. You had fun up there.
I've had many people
yeah,
look
keep
down.
Keep going.
They look down. When they look down. They're like, hey, you were great. You were great. And they see you and their head drop. You know, like they're having their own yeah. shame around you.
Yeah.
But I forgot something I was going to tell you. It was a funny thing, but I can't remember what it was now. Anyway.
I don't remember what it was. Anything thrown at yeah. you on stage? Probably not. It doesn't happen to a lot of women.
Pizza.
You had pizza?
Did you? No.
Chicago
no.
style? Because that would hurt.
yeah, that would hurt.
You can't lift that thing.
No, I don't think I've ever had.
I had the worst heckle I've ever had, because you were talking about heckles in the beginning. Was...
All right, make it a good one. We got to wrap up on
okay.
this.
Was I was at the Comedy Store. It was back in the day when I was just do like Monday nights. You uh-huh. go up and you do a spot up in there. And I was a regular at the time, but I was working out. And it was very, you know, it was like an urban crowd for the most part on Monday nights during that time. And I went up on stage and I started doing my act. And then somebody from the back yells, show us your tits.
Oh, right.
Right? Which is not something you think is going to happen to you, right?
Sure.
And so... I got so angry. Like, I literally snapped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was no, shove it off your ass. Nothing. It was just like, whoa, I'm going to. And so I literally started to fall down. Like, I was going to come out into the audience.
Yeah.
I literally was falling forward to jump into the crowd. Like, that's what was happening. But the weirdest thing was, this is a true story. Something pulled me back.
Oh.
Something pulled me back on stage. I can feel myself falling forward, and then I was like bounced backwards.
The bungee cord?
Nothing. Nothing. Ghost or
That's
a spirit,
weird.
You
yeah.
know, because it was full of ghosts, but I got pulled back And I remember thinking, like, this was the darkest night I had ever had there. But then there were so many more after that. No, okay, that was the worst. That was the worst time I'd ever been heckled in my life.
The Hollywood Comedy Store is legendarily known for its ghosts, for those of you who don't know. I've said this before. I don't not believe in ghosts, but I don't believe in them. You know what I mean? I'm kind of on the fence. I don't really, I'm sure.
I definitely believe in them.
They're probably out there.
I could feel those just in the back. Those stairs just going from the green room down. I'm like, oh shit, it's cold. Why?
That's why
degrees?
Because I worked a runner there when I first started out and I would be there during the day and I walked up and you can walk up to the, there's a room upstairs called the belly room and you can walk up the stairs outside and go in. And when I walked in, the lights were kind of casting a little bit of light in there. And I saw a large person.
Oh, you did?
Come down, walk down the stairs, and then go out the back door. And I think it was Kinison.
Wow.
It had the same build as Kinison.
Wow.
And I will to my grave.
How many years ago would you say?
99, probably right when I met you guys.
It's that stair. It's that those stairs. You know what I'm talking about? The green
room, the back stairs. The back stairs that go into the bar.
And it's been cold.
Yeah.
And it's fucking hot. It's like, it's not AC cold.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, our friend Pete Gray was shoved by a ghost.
Was he shoved?
He was shoved.
Okay.
That's what he told me.
Okay.
Whoa. He doesn't tell everybody that story, but, you know, everybody knows it's haunted. It's not a secret.
He fucked himself.
There was nobody behind him. No, he broke his neck.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I mean, I'm saying, talk about fucking yourself. We broke his neck. He was in the hospital for months.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that he fucked him up. Something must have happened because he couldn't have fucked himself up bad is what I'm trying to
say. There was nobody around him.
Again.
I know, but I'm just saying it's so insane. Talk about fucked up, like breaking your neck. Like,
I know.
He almost died. Yeah. So anyway, but he said that he was walking into the, I think he was either walking into the green room or out of the green room.
And there's a step.
I think it was into, and there's a step. Well, he got shoved, and his head hit the overhang from the bang
on
that.
Top
of the door. And he, exactly, the top of the door. And he got knocked out, broke his neck, was in the hospital for so long.
Yeah,
he had so much shame around it, too, because that place was so dark anyway.
Sure, sure.
Anything bad that happened to you, you looked at it, you like, what did I do wrong?
Right.
You know? But now the ghosts are not so much there anymore. They really did a cleaning out and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't feel that energy there anymore. I really don't.
I should get some of the old waitresses on here. And
they're all my friends. Like, well, I'll tell them.
Some of them aren't my friends anymore, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Murray.
You know, I should get all those ghost stories, man, because they used to tell me some horrific shit back there. Eleanor's probably got some.
Yeah, but Jeff Scott, the piano player, has the most. You should get Jeff
absolutely.
Scott here.
I should get Jeff Scott on here. I love Jeff.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Friends.
Yep. And
this
loved
awesome.
Ones.
This was great.
So great.
I have to wrap it up. I'm sorry. We all have stuff to do tonight, but I'm glad you guys made it over on a...
Thank you
what it started
much.
Out to be a lovely Sunday afternoon, but now it's all socked in.
It's all good.
It's all what in?
Socked in. It's all foggy.
It's nice. Is it? I like it when I like this.
You like that?
It's kind of nice when it's not always so bright and sunny.
It was like San Francisco. It came in so quick today.
Well, I didn't
you
even notice it.
You in. No?
I didn't.
You're a dark soul. Where can we find you guys?
Oh, I'm at the Comedy Store couple times a week, two, three times a week, and then other places. I'm at the Comedy Store
tonight.
Do you have
a website or something?
I don't. I just post all my crap on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
All right, then where can they find you?
My Cynthia.Levin on Facebook. I'm Cynthia Levin 7, Levin 7 on Instagram, and I'm She Seems Nice at Twitter. On Twitter. She Seems Nice, which is the point. Seems is the, that's it. That's it. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Susanna.
Yeah, I would just say my name, but you know what? That's going to be tough, so I'll spell it for you.
Okay.
It's like Susan, but just add an N-A. So S-U-S-A-N-N-A. Got that?
Okay.
Yep. Got it.
Last name, Spies. S-P-I-Z-Z-A. It's Spies. It looks like spies. Susanna Spies. S-P-I-E-S. You can just find me, and then I'll give you all those.
Spies with my left eye.
Yeah, yes. And also I'll be in Palm Springs on Tuesday night, in case anybody's out there that's listening.
All right, because this
Ace
is going
Hotel.
Up tonight or tomorrow.
Okay,
so.
The Ace Hotel on Tuesday night at Palm Springs.
Okay.
I'm doing the VA on Wednesday. And
awesome.
I don't know, just random shit in Westwood.
Excellent. Okay. Guys, thank you so much. At Murray V on Twitter, Murray V Comedy on Instagram, as you know. Follow All Things Comedy. Come out to the All Things Comedy Christmas show and toy drive. It's worth a drive out here. If you're within like a couple hours of driving distance, I highly recommend coming out to that show. And I'm on the road all of November, but I'm calling it my anonymity tour. Because I don't really want anybody to come see me.
Oh, really?
I'm putting together my hour, and it just, this fucking heart surgery just fucked my hour up, and now I'm trying to put it all together with that. And so,
well, maybe it's going to help your hour.
I hope so. I'm just trying to build it. I'm just going out for a bunch of weeks to build it in some shitty casinos.
Okay. Can I do a quick plug too, you guys? If you know teens that want to do the class Comedy Playground, just check that out. That would be cool. And ECCP has that show at Inner City Arts on the 17th and that's
November 17th.
All right. Yeah. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. And come see these girls when they come to your town. They're very funny.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Murray.
Bye.
Bye.
You want to know about life on the road? It's
booze, tacos, angry dwarfs, strippers waving guns,
and
bees bites, candle flights, running with the runs,
and
blacklists, bounce checks, great a bachelorette, drunks in the front, making out through your set,
and
middle acts doing blow more, missing merch,
and
drive the rental car past another mega church,
and
juice, keys, vagina, fist, your cell phone is gone, one big Law and Order marathon.